Hi, my name is Marco and welcome to another episode of the Storyline Sessions podcast. I already talked about my writing a bit in some videos and I recently started sharing my work with you on this platform. You can check out my short story, No Return Address, in both audio and writing. This also aligned with the Iceland Writers Alumni Award I recently received. This is a huge thing for me that I'll talk about more in the future, and it inspired me to get more open about my work. But in the meantime, I wanted to share with you some of the tools and platforms that I use. These aren't exactly hidden gems, but I think that a lot of people still get choice paralysis seeing so many options out there. Most of the tools that I'll include are free or have a free plan, and none of these are sponsored. So let's get into it. First of all, writing tools. If I put aside the Microsoft Word or Google Docs, these are a couple of things that make my life easier writing-wise. The first one is Readsy. This platform marked my shift from writing in Serbian to writing in English. It is a full ecosystem for authors and publishing professionals, but at the moment I've only used it for writing. The main appeal for me are two things. The first one is the layout and formatting. It already looks like a manuscript and the ability to export it that way is awesome. Even with a blank page, it still looks nicer than a classic word processor. The second thing that really makes a difference for me is the goal setting feature. You can input the word count that you're aiming for and the deadline you're trying to meet, and Readsy will provide you with a tracker. It shows your daily progress and the average daily count you need to achieve to stay on track, among other things. There is also a feature for outlining, sorting your chapters, and similar plotting devices, but even though I did use them for a bit, there is another tool that I use more for those things, which I'll talk about next. It's also worth noting that the Readsy ecosystem provides you with a way to connect directly with editors, artists, and other professionals that you'll need on your publishing journey. I haven't tried it yet, so even though it looks good, I can't share my experience with it. The other tool that I mentioned is Milanote. It allows you to organize your ideas and concepts into visual boards. I'm not a classic plotter, but I do some rough outlines for some of my ongoing projects. I use it as a way to connect my characters, stay on track with the setting, and create mood boards that help me with future writing, especially as I'm prone to hopping from story to story, as I believe most of you are. Similar to Milanote, I use OneNote quite a lot. It has many useful templates online, so it can save you some time with organizing your stuff. I now use it mostly for my D&D games as a DM. I used to do my editing with Grammarly, but recently I've switched almost completely to ChatGPT. I know that it's surrounded by a lot of controversies, but I find it great as a sort of pre-editor or an alpha reader. I still don't see it taking my or anyone else's place, but it's good for the technical stuff. You just brief it in your style, what you're working on, and say what role it needs to assume. Of course, if there's a need for a disclaimer, I'll say it just in case. I think you should support real editors, artists, and other people, but this is just a tool that can make your life easier in the early phases of your work. Final step for the writing side of things is the Writer's Hour. It's not a tool, but a platform that means a lot to me. I've already mentioned it before. 4 times a day, in different time zones, people meet online in 1 hour blocks to write together. I'm not around the community as I'd like to at the moment, but it's really a great group of people gathered around love for the craft. It's great for all of us who struggle with being consistent. I got a bit deeper into this subject in my video about struggles of procrastination and finding our footing in writing, so I recommend you check that out if you deal with writer's block or something similar. Writer's Hour is also a great hub for resources and events and everything in between, so I strongly recommend you give them a follow. It's also worth noting that I met Eric, one of my previous guests on there. Now onto the podcasting side of things. As you probably know by now, I'm based in Serbia, but I like to consider myself a part of the global writing community. Most of my guests live far away from me, so I need to record remotely. That's why I use Riverside FM. Note that I have an affiliate link for this one, but it's a tool that I would highly recommend regardless. The main feature that I love is that it records locally. This means that you'll get the source quality of all the people that participate, and it's limited only by their cameras and microphones, and not by the connection quality as many other online call tools do. It also has a lot of additional options, such as built-in editor for some basic cuts, formatting options, so you can export in different ways directly, AI transcription, and many more. If you want to try it out, I have a small commission via the link in the description with no additional cost to you, but just to repeat, this isn't sponsored. I do most of my sound editing using Audacity. I am familiar with some more paid tools that you could call more powerful, but this little free tool provides you with plenty of options. From direct recording if you need it to noise reduction, its user-friendly interface allows even complete beginners to make their voice sound better in no time. As for the video side of things, I use DaVinci Resolve. I know you can't see the full extent of it in my videos as I tend to go on the basic side for my content for now, but it's really a powerful video editor that gets the job done with a free plan. Its shortcuts and UI are a bit different than some other more frequently used tools out there, but there are many beginner-friendly video tutorials that will help you get it up and running. Finally, I need to shout out Canva. I know a lot of real graphic designers frown when you mention it, but it really does allow you to do things that many other tools are well known for in just a few clicks. I mostly use it to make the podcast thumbnails and Instagram posts, but the recent AI integration allows for so many fun things, including animations and layer manipulation. I'm not that into using its AI for generating images and other things that are meant for artists, but it does help with the editing. It's also worth noting that the Pro version offers a great stock asset database, including videos and even music. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Storyline Sessions. That's all I got for you this time. The holidays are close, but I still got some awesome conversations lined up for the next couple of weeks to finish the year strong and start off 2024 in the same way. My name is Marko Bogdanović, and I'll see you next week. Keep creating stories!